This is Wild About Utah.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from the Utah Division of Emergency Management. The roar you hear in the background is Ashley Creek, flowing underneath Highway 191 in Vernal. Rivers and creeks all over the state have been running high with melted snow from the biggest snowpack ever recorded in Utah. 1983 was the last time we had anything near this amount of snowmelt fueling our spring runoff. That year, there were multiple 100-year and bigger floods. The landslide in Thistle triggered Utah's very first presidential disaster declaration. For weeks, floods, landslides, and debris flows damaged homes, highways, and drainage canals. 22 of Utah's 29 counties were affected. This year, with a historic snowpack, it seems like we should be experiencing more 100-year floods or even 500-year floods, even though only 40 years have gone by since 1983. It's quite possible because 100-year floods don't just happen once every 100 years. They are just projected to happen every 100 years on average. So shouldn't this year's historic snowpack, bigger than in 1983, cause another round of 100-year floods? Doesn't look like it will. There has been some isolated flooding in some areas and groundwater flooding too, but we just aren't seeing damage on the same scale that we saw 40 years ago. Why not? For one thing, Utah communities took serious mitigation measures in the wake of the 1983 floods. New debris basins were built, stormwater systems improved, rivers and watersheds were restored, and at-risk structures were flood-proofed. Communities also prepared their residents for floods with information and sandbags. But a big reason Utah didn't suffer from the 100-year or bigger floods is that the 2023 spring was absolutely ideal for moving water safely from the snowy high elevations to the thirsty reservoirs and lakes below. Since peak snowpack in the beginning of April, there's been a long gradual warming trend with no big storms. Stream flows have been consistently high for 2 months instead of snowmelt coming down all at once during a sudden long hot spell of 90 degree plus temperatures. We dodged a bullet this year, thanks to mitigation, preparation, and Mother Nature. Thanks to Glenn Merrill with the National Weather Service in Salt Lake City, and to Tom Wright, hydrological engineer at AECOM, for their expert knowledge. I'm Holly Strand, and I'm Wild About Utah and Utah Public Radio.